Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source. I'm your host, Jace. This is a Spawn Daily episode. We're going to be talking about the next issue of Spawn in our reading order. It's issue number 77. Just a quick reminder, when we do cover regular issues of Spawn, the main series, it'll be one issue per episode. Whereas if we're covering a mini series or, a Sam and Twitch or Spawn Case Files or whatever, it may be more than one. We may cover a whole arc in one episode, but when it comes to the main series, we're always going to cover one issue per episode. As far as why we looped in all the other stuff when we initially started out doing just the main series, go back and listen to some past episodes or watch some past episodes. I cover it at every few. I don't want to say it every time. It gets kind of monotonous if you're watching and joining me daily. Plus, I do know that this may be the first time somebody's watching this, but hopefully you enjoy it and you're going to go back and watch some of the previous ones anyway. So link in the show notes to the reading order that we're using, put together by a gentleman named Blake Whitlow. It's a tremendous resource. It's really fantastic. But yeah, we're really enjoying this journey through the Spawn mythos. We know that Spawn's been through a heck of a lot lately. We had a little bit of an interlude as far as the podcast and the YouTube show in terms of covering the main series. The last three episodes were all Curse of the Spawn, kind of standalones that aren't even necessarily in canon, don't really have much to do with the main Spawn series. But we're counting down, we're getting real close to 100, issue 100, which has a lot of ramifications for the recent 350 issue that came out earlier this year. So really excited for that. Can't wait to get to it. But like I said, recently Spawn's been through a lot, right? Like he was killed and then brought back from the dead. And then he had his whole battle with the Freak. And then he was pulled into the green world and given a quote unquote gift that's really this curse. And then finally, last issue, a bit of a chance to catch his breath, a reminder that Spawn is in a lot of ways a love story with this Granny Blake issue that I really love, but I know not everybody does. And I have my theories about that and what have you. You can go look in the comments section of that episode on YouTube if you want to kind of get my take on it. But that slowdown, that little interlude, that little sort of down-paced issue is just in preparation for us to go pedal to the metal and have a fantastic issue this time. So as I said, issue 77, fantastic looking cover from Greg Capullo. We've got Spawn with some wings. These are known as the Wings of Redemption. We're going to see Spawn in this form again, I think. I mean, it's important enough that they made a statue of it. You can get a Spawn Wings of Redemption statue. And I think there's even action figures, but either way, it's one of those times where this awesome image doesn't necessarily show up in the book, but I'm okay with that because there's hints of it and hints of it, you know, possibly being to come, in here. And it just looks so awesome. I can't not appreciate the art by Greg Capullo. So, issue 77, it's entitled Relics. As you can see, Todd McFarlane and Brian Holguin are on the story. Dwayne Turner handles the pencils. Danny Mickey on inks. As always, copy editor and lettering by Tom Orzechowski. Colors by Brian Haberlin, Andy Troy, Dan Kemp. We've got the summary in there. Reminders of what happened in the cemetery with Granny Blake and her telling sort of her secret origin to Al, talking about her late husband, Jack, and what have you. So with this one, it launches into Spawn. He's having a conversation with Cagliostro and he's had it. Like he is just fed up. He's like, I want the truth. I want to know what's happening to me. What's going on? Fantastic splash page there. Pretty impactful from Dwayne Turner. And Cog, as always, when he's dealing with Spawn, there's a level of snark there. He's like, what is happening to you, Spawn? And so Al doesn't realize Cog's probably being sarcastic. So he's like, look, ever since I was attacked by that heap monster, and then I went to the green world, and now I can see things, I can feel things. It's like this darkness and this pain and the suffering, all of that that's out there in the world. I can feel it all the time. And there's things the Keeper told me about prophecies and stopping the war between heaven and hell. And meanwhile, you know, one of my friends here on Earth, Bootsy, turns out to be an angel and he saved me. And I don't understand why somebody from heaven would save a hell spawn. And he said something about a child. He's like, none of this makes any sense. But I know the pain that I'm feeling is real. I know it's alive. So I know it's really happening to me. I want some answers. And Cog says, well, it seems like the scales have been dropped for your eyes and you want to know what's quote unquote happened to you, but you've never bothered to learn who you are, never bothered to learn what you are. You want all the answers, but you even aren't even asking the right questions. So once again, Spawn, it's not the first time that he's gone to Cagliostro and asked for some straight answers. And Cog kind of answers him in riddles. He answers, questions with questions. And so Spawn, he's just had it. He screams out enough and he uses the chains of his costume and he's literally dangling Cagliostro over the side of the building. He's saying, "Damn you, I don't want riddles. I don't want evasions. I just want answers. Now either give them to me or leave me alone. I've had it. You understand me? I want the truth. I don't care how much it hurts. Tell me." And he actually drops Cog. He drops him off the side of the building. And so Cog lands in this pile of garbage down there and he thinks to himself, "Huh, maybe you are ready." Or maybe he just doesn't want to get the crap kicked out of him. So, meanwhile, several blocks away, we see Bobby. He's really suffering since Bootsy left. Bootsy was his best friend. He thought they'd be pals to the end. And now he's gone and he doesn't really have anybody. And he's talking to himself. He's talking to Bootsy as if Bootsy was still there. And he's completely broke. And so he asks another one of the bums, Whistler's the guy's name. He's like, "You mind if I hang out here for a while?" And this guy's panhandling. He's like, "I'm kind of on my own. I don't really need a sidekick, if you will." And meanwhile, this Whistler guy's asking people for money, and this guy walks by and actually gives him a dollar and says, "Hey, enjoy it while you're young and what have you, and pay attention to this gentleman because we're actually going to see him again later." And then another woman goes walking by. She's somebody that's important too, although when she shows up later, she has dark hair as opposed to the blonde hair here. But when Whistler tries to panhandle from her, she's like, "Real change comes from within. My name is Sarah. If you're willing to help yourself, you can come see me." And she gives him a card for an outreach center. And Whistler doesn't want to hear it. He's like, "I can take care of myself." But what he doesn't want is he doesn't want Bobby hanging around. He tells Bobby, I don't need a faithful sidekick. I really like being on my own." And so Bobby feels distraught. He feels hurt. He feels rejected by this Whistler guy. But the woman, she gives her card to Bobby because she can tell that he's really suffering. So in the meantime, Cagliostro is leading Spawn to what looks to be a church. And he's asking, "Why are you taking me to church?" And Cog's like, "It's not really a church. It's more of a museum. It's owned by a private trust. It's got all this stuff in there. It's got this collection of antiquities and natural history and what have you. And it has the answers that you seek. And, I confess, I don't really understand exactly what happened to you in Green World. But it makes sense for you to be able to sense the bad things that are happening because for all intents and purposes, you are a creature of evil. You're like a living repository of sin. So it makes sense that you could sense when bad things are happening around you." So they head inside, and even though there's a guard, they don't show up on the cameras. So Cog, he definitely still has some tricks up his sleeve. And so as they're walking in to the kind of storage area, Cog asks him, "And you basically performed a miracle for Granny Blake. Any idea how you did that? How you used your powers that way?" And Spawn says, "No, I wanted to ease her pain. It was like instinct." And Cog says, "Okay, so you're tapping into your powers in a more intuitive way, which is good, but you need to study them as well. You have to understand how they work. That's just as important as using them instinctually." So as they get to the storage area, you can see it's filled with all sorts of stuff. And a lot of it really old. We see a Spawn helm. We see weapons, we see books and what have you. And Cog says, "All right, here you are to prepare for your future. You have to learn about your past." So in the meantime, back at the detective office of Sam and Twitch, Sam's got himself all worked up. He's like, "Tonight's the night. I can feel it. We're going to go find Spawn. We're going to bring him in." And he's really worked up for some reason. So Twitch is trying to calm him down. And Sam's response to that is, "I'll be calm when Sam's behind bars." He still blames Spawn for them getting kicked off the force. And Twitch is trying to explain to him, "I know you're a good detective, but nobody thinks clearly when their emotions are high. It's probably not wise to go searching for him." But Sam doesn't want to hear it, right? Like he's made his mind up. He really wants to go and find Spawn and get some answers and get some what he calls major payback. And so he's like, I'm leaving. If you want to lecture me, you can do it in the car. And Twitch does join him, but he says, I want you to understand, I'm just here to watch your back. I'm not condoning this this excursion. And Sam's like, fine, noted. So meanwhile, Bobby has decided that he's going to go try to find the woman that gave him the card and see if he can get some help. Because he's like, man, I'm just a loser. I'm just a bum. I've just been tossed out by the roadside. And, you know, I just don't know what to do with myself. He's like, I thought that I had nothing. You know, I'm just a homeless guy living on the street. And when you have nothing to lose. But I was wrong. There's always something more that you can lose. So Bobby is really struggling with the loss of Bootsy, and you know, Spawn doesn't seem to be around or what have you. But unfortunately, the mission, the outreach center that this woman gave him a card for, is locked. So as he turns to leave, unfortunately, Sam and Twitch are there. And Sam, you know, again, he's just really worked up, starts yelling at him. Hey, you're Spawn's buddy. Where is he at? You better not be hiding him. You know, we'll take it out on you if you don't tell us where you are. And, you don't want to impede our investigation. And Bobby's like, no, I swear, I have no idea where he is, but maybe you can help me out. Another one of my friends, Bootsy, is missing and I'm worried he got inducted. So here's Sam on one hand saying, hey, you better tell us what you know. And then he turns around as soon as, Bobby seems to have a legitimate problem. He's, Sam's like, we're not law enforcement, call the police. And he takes off, telling Twitch to join him. So meanwhile, back in the, church / museum, Cog is explaining all of the different archives and what have you that are there. That these are archives of the Hellspawn, the work of 100 lifetimes. There's been so many more spawns before him, and this is really eye-opening for Al. And as they're talking about it, all of a sudden his chains start to react to something, and we see that there is some like a, what looks like a ribbons attacking him, and it turns out it's the headdress from an angel, from a seraphim, you know, kind of like Angela. And Spawn's fighting against it, and Cog's like, don't expend your strength. It's trying to leech power from you. Just hold still for a second. And Cog is actually able to grab it and rip it off of Spawn and keep it from leeching his powers. And he says, yeah, it's the ceremonial headdress of a seraphic warrior. And this particular one belonged to one of the all-time great Hellspawn hunters, a particularly lethal angel named Maculita. But I killed her myself centuries ago, but I guess this still had a little kick in it. And Spawn's like, wait, what? And Cog's like, I was quite the warrior in my day, or maybe it'd be more accurate to call me a vicious inhuman monster. You know, I've got oceans of blood on my hand. And here's the thing. I brought you here because I want you to have an understanding of who you are and what the curse is that you have and how many have been touched by it, including myself. He's like, I understand your situation better than you think, because I too am a Hellspawn, maybe the worst Hellspawn that ever walked the earth. And I tried to break the hold that the devil had on me, and I actually found a way to separate myself from the symbiote, from the costume, and gain my freedom. And it took forever, and it was extremely painful. And as he's saying this, he's taken off his clothes to show Spawn all the scars he has on his body. And then he says, but yeah, so it backfired, right? I failed to gain my freedom. I was able to purge the symbiote from my flesh, but instead of freedom, I became trapped between two worlds. Like, hell won't have me. They can't lay a claim to me anymore because I purged the symbiote from me, but heaven's not going to take me either. So I'm damned to just walk this world forever, you know, living this kind of meaningless existence until I can find a champion who can, you know, defeat Malbolgia and break the chains that bind all of us. And he puts it on Al. He says, I think you might be the one. You might be the one that can finally end this merciless war, a war that neither side really wants to end. You know, it's kind of their reason for being in a lot of ways. But it's not going to come easy, and the cost is going to be really high to end the war. So as Spawn is digesting that information, which is a, you know, huge bombshell, We shift back to Bobby, and again, he's really struggling. He's trying to find something to drink. He's craving alcohol. Obviously, this guy spends most of his time drunk, so he's going through some withdrawals. And even his fellow homeless are like, dude, maybe you want to lay off. You're really not looking so good. And so he's going around and just, hey, can you spare a drop? Anybody, give me just, a little sip, get me through the night. And eventually comes upon Whistler, the guy that was begging earlier that kind of pushed him away and said, I don't need a sidekick, whatever. And Whistler does have a bottle. He was successful enough in his panhandling that he was able to buy a bottle of something. But when Bobby gets close to him, he realizes that Whistler's dead. He's had his throat cut. There's blood all over the front of him. And Bobby, I mean, he's just not having a good day. Poor Bobby. He's like, no, it can't be. He goes and he throws up. It's like, not again. Bootsy told me if I had faith, everything would be okay. But man, it's not working. I just feel like the tide is rising. And just when I think I hit bottom, somehow I find a way to go lower. And as he's saying that, like he goes and he takes the booze from Whistler. Like he's stealing alcohol from a dead man. Like that's how far he's fallen, right? Like this poor guy's there with his throat slit from ear to ear. And Bobby takes the booze and drinks it, saying, heaven forgive me. So meanwhile, back at the museum, Cog's saying, yeah, I've spent centuries watching Hellspawns try to find a way to break the curse, and every one of them has failed. And this is what's left of all these different warriors, and they've all fallen victim to the curse. They've all ended up kneeling at the knees of Malbolgia, and he mentions a couple by name, even Cog does. And Al says, well, if none of them were able to defeat Malbolgia, what can I do? Here comes the next bombshell from Cog. He says, well, what are you willing to do? Because it seems to me, after all this time, the only way that we can escape the curse is for you, Al Simmons, for you, Spawn, to accept your demonic nature, accept that you're evil, nurture it. Allow your evil to grow, allow your power to grow until you're strong enough and powerful enough that you can confront Malbolgia and defeat him, and you can become the king of hell, and then you can release us. And Spawn's like, what? What the hell are you talking about? You're telling me the only way to beat the devil is to become the devil? And Cog's like, look, I get it. It's a lot to ask. But it would be within your power if you were the king of hell to end the war with heaven. You could release all the souls that have been held captive. You could bring peace and salvation to the world. And it would require you staying in hell alone for all of eternity, which is the ultimate sacrifice. So, I mean, Kong's asking a lot, right? He didn't do this himself. Maybe, again, he wasn't aware of it at the time. That this might be the only way to defeat Malbolgia and to find their freedom. But it is a lot to ask. And he even admits, and there's no guarantee it'll work, right? Like he says to Al, as you gather your power, there's no guarantee that you're going to retain any of your humanity. So you might not even remember why you were doing it in the first place. The evil could take you over, and then you still keep all the souls, and you still want the war with heaven or what have you. And Spawn's like, there's got to be another way. This can't be the only option. And Cog's like, well, the only other recourse would be to redeem yourself, right? And gain heaven's favor. But they haven't seemed too interested in doing that. But it's an intriguing possibility. We know Bootsy, Belazical. He was willing to sacrifice for you, and he said something about a child. Maybe that's the key to something. And as Cog says that, Spawn calls out, no, no, no. And Cog's like, what do you mean, no? Like, calm down. And Spawn's like, no, I'm having a vision. There's something terrible out there. I don't know what it is. It's some dark force, but yeah, there's something really wrong. So again, this gift that Spawn got from the green world, the ability to sense pain, sense when something bad is happening. This is the most intense example of that that's happened yet. And so what is actually happening, what he's sensing is Sam actually has calmed down, and he's like, all right, I guess let's call it a night, Twitch. And Twitch is like, yeah, I think better to come back another time. Cooler, heads will prevail and what have you. And Sam's kind of apologizing. Yeah, sorry, I lost my temper. The truth is, I don't know what I would do without you as a partner. And yeah, we'll come back another time. And as they're heading for the car, this guy comes out of the shadows, and it's the same guy that we saw earlier, the very nice gentleman that was willing to give a dollar to Whistler. And he asks him for a light, and they start searching around for one. He goes, "Never mind, I found one." And he pulls out a gun, and he fires at them. Sam pushes Twitch out of the way, pulls his gun out, shoots the guy. Guy falls over dead. And Sam's like, "Are you okay, Twitch? I got him." I don't know what the heck he was, that was about, why he just would start shooting at us, whatever. And as he turns around, he sees that Twitch has been shot right in the forehead, and there's blood everywhere, and he's laying there. Could he be dead? Maybe, maybe not. I guess we'll see. That's the cliffhanger that the issue ends on. So really powerful scene from Dwayne Turner there with Twitch lying in his own blood. Now, why exactly Spawn sensed this, and in the way he did, how he's saying it's some evil force or what have you, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna talk about why, because this is much more than it seems. But like I said, a really fast-paced, fantastic issue with so much information. Not only do we have the start of this really interesting arc that's gonna put Al Simmons to the test, put Spawn through his paces, but also all this information about Cog being a Spawn before, about how Al Simmons can possibly defeat Mal Bolgia, or maybe he can get redeemed and go to heaven. We saw the cover, hints of things to come with the Wings of Redemption and what have you. Little hints of some other characters that show up here just as cameos and don't seem that important, but turn out to be very important later on, like the guy that gave Whistler the dollar. And then, some of the other people will show up later as well. So a really fast-paced issue, really well done. This is what I love about how Spawn has matured as a series. So many people complained early on about McFarlane's writing. You get into an issue like this where it flows so quickly and it goes so fast that I think you sort of forget about that. Like you really get caught up in the story. And you don't realize, yeah, this has gotten to be a really good comic. Now, again, I've said this before on these episodes or these issues where he teams up with Brian Holguin. I'm not going to say it's all Todd McFarlane. I have no idea how they split up the writing duties, right? Like, is Brian Holguin handling the scripting? Is that why it seems to be a little better on these particular issues? I don't know. All I know is the art is fantastic, whether it's Capullo or Turner, who's been filling in here and there, and the scripting and the pacing and the action and the constant new ideas and challenges that are being thrown at Al Simmons are just fantastic. So from last issue 76 was, which was a favorite of mine, to this one 77, which I hadn't read or I don't remember reading previously. Man, I was blown away by this issue. I was like, "Oh, this is so good." I mean, you see that cover, it really draws you in. It makes you want to check it out. It makes you want to read it. She's like, "Oh, I just want to have these angel wings." And like I said, it doesn't necessarily happen in the issue, not exactly, but it's such a fantastic image. You can't help but get pulled in. And excuse me, there's enough hints here that this could be, a version of Spawn that we'll see in the future. So I'm good with that as well. But there's a lot more action to come. There's a lot of really cool stuff that's about to go down. I can't wait to share it with you guys and to read it. So definitely leave a comment below in the comment section, especially if these are the first time you're checking these out or reading these. I'd love to get conversations going about what's happening, and love to see and hear what you guys thought. Maybe you think back to when you first read it, maybe you're revisiting it, whatever. Just love to interact with people in the comments. So be sure to leave a comment below. If you're not subscribed, we really appreciate it. You hitting that subscribe button. I'm really trying to get to 500 subscribers so I can monetize and hopefully make a little bit of money to defray the cost of producing all my podcasts and website and all that sort of stuff. So appreciate the support as always, everybody. That's going to do it for this episode, and we'll talk to you next time.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.